Hi guys, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today we're going to be discussing things to do with high school jobs, so jobs you might get while you're in high school, and volunteer work.
Okay, now I can remember my very first job. Mm-hmm. It was in a restaurant, a barbecue restaurant.
Right.
Yeah, and so every day I could smell delicious food cooking.
Did you get to eat any of it, like, after it had closed? You get some free stuff?
Yeah, I got some free food.
Awesome.
But I got really tired of it after a month or two.
Okay. My first job when I was a high school student was working on Saturday mornings at a kind of like, almost like a small department store during the Christmas rush. So we got really busy, people coming in, buying things. It was pretty tiring. You didn't get a chance to rest.
Okay, I've also done volunteer work. One time,
right.
I helped prepare food for homeless people, and that felt really great to do.
Okay, I haven't done any volunteer work like that. The most I've done is helped out at a elementary school when I was a high school student.
Okay, well, we're going to find out what Aliza and Lucas do for their volunteer work.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Volunteering at the zoo.
Aliza and Lucas are talking in the hallway at school.
I'm excited about doing volunteer work this semester.
Oh!You mean the community service Ms. Lee asked us to do?
Yes. Don't tell me you forgot about it.
No, I'm looking forward to it as well.
But who should we help? I suggest we work at the zoo.
I'd rather clean up the beach. It's so polluted.
Come on.Think of the adorable animals.
Okay, I guess I can go, but just this once.
I'm not forcing you, Lucas. By working at the zoo, we could kill two birds with one stone.
What do you mean?
Well, we have to finish that big report for biology class.So?
That's right. We could do some research at the zoo while we help out.
So? Are you in?
Yep. We can collect garbage at the beach some other time.
The bell rings. Lucas and Aliza head to class.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Aliza and Lucas are talking in the hallway at school.
I'm excited about doing volunteer work this semester.
Oh, you mean the community service Ms. Lee asked us to do?
Yes. Don't tell me you forgot about it.
No, I'm looking forward to it as well.
But who should we help? I suggest we work at the zoo.
I'd rather clean up the beach. It's so polluted.
Come on! Think of the adorable animals.
Okay, I guess I can go, but just this once.
I'm not forcing you, Lucas. By working at the zoo, we could kill two birds with one stone.
What do you mean?
Well, we have to finish that big report for biology class, so...
That's right! We could do some research at the zoo while we help out.
So are you in?
Yep. We can collect garbage at the beach some other time.
The bell rings. Lucas and Aliza head to class.
So the article begins by setting the scene. Aliza and Lucas are talking in the hallway at school, probably between classes.
Sure. And Aliza says, I'm excited about doing volunteer work this semester. Okay. Now, a semester, which you spell S-E-M-E-S-T-E-R, is roughly half of an academic or school year. Okay, and it's usually 15 to 18 weeks long. Okay. Now, students have to take a lot of exams at the end of each semester. That's when your big tests take place, because all semester you've been studying and learning your subject, and then it's time to take the big test.
Yeah, I never looked forward to those. So the best thing you can do is study during the semester so you don't have to do all the work right at the end of the semester.
And so it seems here that Lucas and Elisa have to do some volunteer work this semester at school.
So that means they have to do something. They're not going to get paid for it, but it's going to be very useful. Lucas then says something which will give us more details. He says, oh, you mean the community service Ms. Lee asked us to do. So community service, okay, two long words here. Let's start with community, C-O-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y, community. Then service, S-E-R-V-I-C-E, service, so community service. This is some work or an activity that's done for the benefit of the public. So doing something that the public will benefit from. And this isn't always voluntary. So you can do it because you want to, but sometimes if you commit a crime, it could be a punishment for your crime.
Okay, so instead of going to jail or paying money, you will do community service.
Yeah, so...
But let's talk about the voluntary community service, something you do to help others.
Right, okay? So you could, like, for example, you could clean up, pick up trash from a public place. That would be community service, right?
Right. Very often when there is an oil spill in the ocean, a large ship will be carrying oil and it sinks and all the oil goes onto a beach. You'll see lots of people going straight to the beach to help clean up with any tools they have in their house, even just a sponge and a bucket. They'll try to help the beach because they can save the lives of animals on the beach.
Yeah, and in Taiwan a few years ago, after a really big typhoon, people helped out by going to areas affected by mudslides, and they were just digging to get rid of all the earth and the mud and the kind of damage and just cleaning up the communities so people could go back to their homes.
Now, recently, a lot of U.S. schools have required their students to perform community service.
Is that so?
Right. You're not just studying and taking tests, but you're also helping the community around the school.
That's pretty good. Did you have to do this?
No, it wasn't at my school, but I enjoyed a lot, so I fully support students doing community work.
Okay, so that's community service. Now, Elisa then says, well, yes, don't tell me you forgot about it. Now, when she uses that phrase, don't tell me, this doesn't literally mean she's saying to Lucas, please don't tell me, I don't want to know. You say, don't tell me, because usually you're interrupting someone because you know, or you think you know, what they're going to say, and you want to guess, often when you're a little annoyed at something. So a teacher might say to a student, don't tell me you forgot your homework again. So the teacher isn't saying to the student, don't say anything. He's just going, oh, I'm annoyed at you.
Right. Now, Lucas says, no, I'm looking forward to it as well. Okay, this is great, because to look forward to something is to be excited about something in the future. Okay. For example, I'm really looking forward to the winter vacation because I will go on a skiing trip.
Nice. I'm looking forward to lunch because I'm hungry. So then Lisa, then she's starting to think about what they're going to do. She asks, but who should we help? She makes a suggestion. I suggest we work at the zoo.
One of the great things about doing community service is there are so many different things you can do. There are so many people or organizations that you can help.
Mm-hmm. So there we saw the word suggest, S-U-G-G-E-S-T, suggest, and this is a verb, and it means to kind of propose, mention, or introduce an idea or a plan. For example, you could say, I suggest that we get something to eat before the movie, not after.
Okay, well, you're definitely hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You said you are looking forward to lunch.
Yep.
So I would like to suggest my favorite restaurant.
Cool.
It's just down the street. I'll show you the way.
Nice. So Lucas, he's not sure about the zoo. He says, I'd rather clean up the beach. It's so polluted, mentioning one of Jeffrey's ideas from before. Now, this word polluted, P-O-L-L-U-T-E-D, polluted, it's an adjective, and it means that something has been made dirty and possibly dangerous by something that shouldn't be there. So the air in Taipei City, it's polluted, but it's not as polluted as the air in Beijing.
That's true. I've seen pictures
Horrible.
Of the cloudy Beijing sky.
Horrible.
Now, you're talking about a polluted beach.
Mm.
Before I mentioned oil coming
Yes.
from the ocean. So beaches can be polluted or made dirty from boats and trash from the ocean,
mm-hmm.
but it can also be polluted by people who visit
yeah,
the beach from
the
land.
Garbage. It's
right.
Terrible.
They throw their trash down in the garbage. They don't take care of it. So beaches, even though they should be beautiful places for us to enjoy,
mm-hmm.
they can end up being pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Okay. So Aliza says, come on, think of the adorable animals. So she really wants to go to the zoo,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, adorable, spelled A-D-O-R-A-B-L-E, means very cute.
Really cute.
Okay? Now, Taipei has been very excited this year because of the baby panda.
Mm-hmm.
Yuanzai, the baby panda at Taipei Zoo is adorable.
She sure is. I can't wait to see her for real. Okay, so this argument seems to have worked on Lucas. He says, well, okay, I guess I can go, but just this once, maybe one time.
Okay, well, that's nice of him. Now, Aliza says, I'm not forcing you, Lucas. By working at the zoo, we could kill two birds with one stone.
Mm. Okay, before we look at that very confusing idiom, let's look at the word force, F-O-R-C-E, force. I'm not forcing you. If you force someone to do something, then you make them do it. And it's usually something they don't want to do. So we could say, Mom forces us to clean our bedrooms every day. We don't want to do it, but she makes us. She forces us. But what about this killing two birds with one stone? That sounds very difficult.
Yeah, and it sounds like a really bad thing to do when you visit the zoo.
Yeah, why would you kill birds in the zoo? That's just wrong.
We need to go to our Shortcut for You video to settle this matter. Find out what's going on.
Shortcut for You.
It's a great day. I think we should go enjoy some nature.
Well, I really was hoping that we could go to a music show.
Let's go to the public park and kill two birds with one stone.
You're so terrible. You want to kill birds at the park.
Kill two birds with one stone means get two jobs done at the same time.
Oh, I get it. Kill two birds with one stone means 一石二鸟.
I forgot to tell you. There's a big music festival at the park today.
Yeah, we can attend a concert in the park.
We are not going to hurt any animals, but we will both get what we want.
Okay, let's go and kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, let's go.
Hi guys, welcome back. So we just saw the idiom, kill two birds with one stone. And we've seen what it means, which is to solve two problems at one time, just with a single action.
Yeah, so
you do one thing, fixes two problems.
It's actually a really good thing to do. You can save time and get all your jobs done.
Yeah, you're not really killing any birds.
For example, I needed to pay my bills, and I wanted to buy a drink. So I went to the 7-Eleven and killed two birds with one stone.
You could probably kill about eight birds with one stone in a 7-Eleven. You can do everything there. Lucas, though, he's still not sure about what Elisa is talking about. He says, what do you mean?
Okay, and Elisa tells him, she says, well, we have to finish that big report for biology class. Okay, now biology, which is spelled B-I-O-L-O-G-Y, is the scientific study of living things, like plants,
animals, human body.
Maybe mushrooms.
For sure.
Okay, so in biology class, we learned about how trees use the sun for energy. Okay, that is something you would learn in a biology class.
Definitely.
How trees and other plants use sunlight for energy.
Okay, so, and Lucas kind of works it out from Elisa's hints. He says, that's right! We could do some research at the zoo while we help out. Two things at once. Two birds, one stone. There he uses the word research. R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H. It can be a verb, I want to research something, but it can also be a noun. And research as a noun is finding out a lot about a particular subject in order to discover facts. You'd say, I'm going to do some research. For example, for my history project, I did some research on the causes of World War I.
Very interesting. All right, so Elisa says, so, are you in? Okay, now, in what? Well, when we're
in
just,
trouble?
No, when we're having a casual conversation, say, are to be in means to be included in something or to join in and agree to take part. Okay, so for example, we're going to the movies later.
Really?
Are you in?
Sure, I'm in.
Great, thank you for joining us.
And Lucas is in as well. He says, yep, we can collect garbage at the beach some other time. Now, this word collect, C-O-L-L-E-C-T, collect, means to gather together and kind of make a collection of something. For example, I collect Hawaiian shirts, and I have more than any normal person should have. I have a lot.
Yeah, much more than a normal person would.
Yeah, but never mind. And that's the end of this conversation. The bell rings, Lucas and Elisa head back to class. So that's the end of that discussion and the end of the first part of our article. So let's move on to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so today's question is, what do you think about doing volunteer work? Jeffrey,
well,
over to you.
I think doing volunteer work is great. First of all, you're really helping someone, or a lot of people, or animals, because there are so many different kinds of volunteer work. Now, an interesting thing about volunteer work is you don't get paid. So, why would you do it? Well, it feels really good to help other people. It's something that you really choose to do. Because nobody will pay you for it.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I will say that, yes, you don't get paid, but you can kind of gain down the line. Doing volunteer work looks very good on your resume. So if you want to get a job, showing that you've done volunteer work can be very useful, and it shows that you're a caring person, you're willing to do things that aren't just for money, you're kind of really willing to put yourself out there and do things that help people. So even if you don't get rewarded straight away with money, it can be rewarding in the future. So,
right, so
there are good reasons to do it.
If somebody asks you to join in volunteer work or gives you the chance, you should really think about doing it.
Yeah.
I promise you won't regret it.
Exactly. You should always say yes to these kinds of things because you might learn something great. You might meet some really interesting people. You might find that you have a passion for doing this kind of work. So you should definitely do volunteer work like this if you have the chance, because if people don't volunteer, then certain things won't get done. You know, the beaches won't get cleaned because nobody's paying people to do it. And then we'll just have a load of dirty beaches, and no one wants that.
Okay, well, there's a lot to think about here, but it looks like we're out of time for today. So thank you for joining us, and be sure to come back for part two of our lesson.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Volunteering at the zoo.
Elisa and Lucas are talking in the hallway at school.
I'm excited about doing volunteer work this semester.
Oh, you mean the community service Ms. Lee asked us to do?
Yes. Don't tell me you forgot about it.
No, I'm looking forward to it as well.
But who should we help? I suggest we work at the zoo.
I'd rather clean up the beach. It's so polluted.
Come on. Think of the adorable animals.
Okay, I guess I can go, but just this once.
I'm not forcing you, Lucas. By working at the zoo, we could kill two birds with one stone.
What do you mean?
Well, we have to finish that big report for biology class, so...
That's right. We could do some research at the zoo while we help out.
So are you in?
Yep. We can collect garbage at the beach some other time.
The bell rings. Lucas and Elisa head to class.
Vocabulary review.
Semester. Next semester, I will take classes in science, English, and math. Community service. Our club does community service projects such as cleaning up trash. Suggest. My father suggested that I should start saving more of my money. Biology. She is studying animal biology and hopes to work as a zookeeper one day. Research. Scientists are doing research to find a cure for the deadly diseases. Collect. The young boy collects toys and puts them on a shelf in his room.